Yeah, roger on that. Roger on that there, Don. Yeah, I remember the old book from Radio Shack. It was called From 5 Watts to 5,000 Watts. I don't know why they called it 5,000 Watts, because the maximum power that you're allowed to do on ham officially is 1,500. Although, again, you get people that, we don't talk about, that might do more, but 1,500 watts is plenty. In fact, 100 watts is plenty, or 200 watts is plenty. I've made a lot of contacts just running straight 100 watts. I never really got into running big gobs of power like that. When you start running megawattage like that, you stand a greater chance of interfering with something, especially if you live in the city. I always tell people, I don't go crazy lunatic over running gobs of power, because that's where the problems start. So if you can just do the conditions and have a good antenna and a well-tuned radio and run, at the most a couple hundred watts, you're doing good. You're doing real good. I had, to be honest with you, when I was doing CB 11 meter, there was a sideband walkie-talkie that Radio Shack had. I'd gotten hold of it when I was younger, quite a bit younger, and then somebody stole it from me. I had to modify it, put a fan on it, because it got warm after I talked on it for a while. It got real warm, especially because I like to do sideband more than anything. And that radio would get warm. Well, I took it to a CB shop. I think it might have been Don's Truck Stop at the time, because that's when they were selling CB equipment there. And the guy there was really knowledgeable back in the day. And I had him put a fan on it, modified the case a little bit, put a fan in that radio to keep it cool, and I was able to carry on contacts without getting so warm that it almost burnt my hand. You know what I'm saying?
Something like that to happen, when it gets so hot like that. You got to probably fry an egg on it if you wanted to, right, Troy? Anyways, when equipments do get hot, they do have fans. When I bought this power supply, I don't know, I felt that how hot it was yesterday. I think they have a fan built to the side that cools it off every now and then. And it gets hot and it cools it off, just like the radios do. We get cool off, you got fans built to the side of them. It's like my HF rig has a fan inside that, automatically it just comes on. And I literally sometimes hear it come on, and you can hear it blowing, inside that radio when it does. So, yeah, I hear what you're saying. It gets pretty hot, the radios, when you play with them,